Next up, we're going to go ahead and move for the speech for tonight, the main event of tonight, inshallah. And so we're going to go ahead and invite our guest speaker for tonight, Sheikh Muhammad Hussein from Trinidad and Tobago, with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العلي العظيم صلوات. So firstly, I'd like to congratulate each and every one of you on this auspicious occasion, the birth anniversary of our 12th Imam, the father of the Hujjah of Imam Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. And I would like to thank all of you, distinguished guests, for coming to the Thursday night program. The verse that I recited that we'll be discussing tonight is from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 186. Okay? Now, before we get into the dissecting this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He usually speaks in such a way where He speaks in the plural form in the Holy Quran. If we read the Holy Quran, sometimes we see verses that it strikes our heart, it sticks with us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He recites these verses to us, two things happen when He uses the plural. It's either He's showing His greatness one way, or He's showing His anger one way. And He usually says, we. For instance, He would say, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. We sent down the Quran. Or in other verses of the Holy Quran, He would say, Inna nahnu nazalna zikr. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِذُونَ. We sent the Holy Quran and we will protect it. Now imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the singular pronoun and He said, I sent the Holy Quran and I will protect it. It won't have the same effect as if He says, we sent the Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He's showing us His grandeur. He's showing us His might by using the first person, plural, we. And this is also used by people in high positions. Like for instance, the Queen of England. When she speaks, she says we. Or rulers of monarchies, as we see in history, also in the Bible. Great leaders, they would use the word we. Even when they're one person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this method. But other places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not use the word we. He uses I. And which places are these? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to get close to His creations, to His servants, He does not use we. He does not show His strength or His power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to get close to us, He uses the word I, or me. The first person, plural, the first pronoun. And the reason for this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to become intimate with us. He wants us to feel some sort of relation towards Him. He does not want us to feel far away from Him by using the words we. So He uses the word I. Now the verse that we recited at the beginning is a unique verse in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word I 7 times in this verse. Yani no other place in the Holy Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Himself 7 times in one verse. Okay? So let's go through the verse again. He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ Ibadi. That's one. Anni, two. Fa'inni, three. Qarib. Ujibu, I answer. Da'wata da'i, five. Idha da'an. Falyastajibu li, wal yu'minu bi, la'allahum yarshudun. Seven times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the ya mutakallim, or the first person, plural. Okay? Excuse me if I'm using some Hausa-y terms, so people who are not in the Hausa, but those Hausa students will understand. Ya mutakallim is the first person, singular, meaning I. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses himself, referring to himself, seven times. Now let's translate the verse in English. It says, wa idha sa'alaka, and when they ask me. So he spoke talking to the Holy Prophet. Who asked me? My servant. Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni, about me, fa inni qarib, I am qarib, I am close. Ujibu da'wata da'i, I answer the call of the supplicator, idha da'an, when he supplicates. Falyastajibu li, so answer my call, wal yu'minu bi, and believe in me, la'allahum yarshudun, so that you'll be rightly guided, or you'll be on the right path. Now usually, as we said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses we. Okay, so the tone here changes. Also, when someone asks a question to the Holy Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he does, he tells the Holy Prophet to give that person or those people a reply. Okay? So for instance, in other parts of the Holy Quran, someone will ask, they will say, Yas'alunaka anil khamri wal maisir. When they ask you about alcohol and gambling, Qul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Holy Quran, Qul fihima ithmun kabir. Say to them that this is a great sin. Now if you look at this verse, when it says, Wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, Qul fa inni karib. You following so far? He says, Fa inni karib. When they ask you, O Holy Prophet, about me, he doesn't say, tell them that I am near. He just says, Mustaqim, I am near. You understand what happened there? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to emphasize his closeness towards us by even leaving out the Holy Prophet out of the equation. The Holy Prophet, the Rahmatul Alameen, the mercy of mankind, the best creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bypassing him. Meaning, there is no link between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and us. He just says, فَإِنِّي karib, I am near. Now this word here, karib, in terms of adabiyat, it's called ism sifat. Okay? It's a descriptive verb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning what? When Allah says fa inni karib, means that he himself, the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is nearness to us. Meaning that he is near, he was near, and he will always be near. Fa inni karib. This is ism sifat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is trying to tell us that he does not have to come to us. He's not saying, when you ask about me, I will come near. He's saying, no, fa inni karib. He has always been near. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not near to us, then we would not even exist. For instance, we can take these lamps or these bulbs as an example. From the side of the electric company, the electricity is coming. Okay? So the electricity is there, but until we don't press that switch, we would never get light in this room. So the same way, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is there, he is with us. But when we don't act, when we don't do our namaz, when we don't read our Quran, when we don't fast, then we will never be able to be close to him. But he is close to us. Okay? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, fa inni qarib, someone may ask themselves, okay, some days I may not feel spiritual. I may feel I'm away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling me that he is near to me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing us that he loves us so much, that we are his creations, that no matter what we do, that we always have the opportunity to return to Him. The door to forgiveness is always open with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the holy verse continues. It says, Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I respond to the supplicator idha da'an, when he supplicates. Now, the verse here, the tone of the or the tense, it changes. Okay? So in the beginning of the verse, it says, Wa idha sa'alaka. As we know, how's the student? Sa'alaka fele mazi. Okay? But when idha came on, the fele mazi, it means what? Something that will happen in the future. Okay? Not something that happened. Okay? Idha harfe zaman. Okay? When he supplicates to me. Meaning what? It's not istimrar, it's not repetitive, it's one time. Meaning what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only expects, even if you respond to him or call to him one time, he will respond to you. This verse is, you know, really jalib, and I'm sorry again for using all of these adabiyat terms, but to get the sweetness out of the verse, we have to kind of explain some of the adabiyat rules. Okay? And the verse continues, it says, Ujibu da'wata da'i. So the tense, it here changes. It changes from mazi to istimrari. Allah says, Ujibu, meaning what? He will answer your call now, and he will continue answering it. Okay? So all we have to do is ask one time, at least. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, Ujibu. I will answer your supplication or your prayer now and in the future, many times. Now let's look at another part of the verse. Ujibu da'wata da'i. Okay? I'll answer the supplication or the prayer of the supplicator. Now this is another rule in adabiyat. Da'i in the verse has alif and lam. Okay? So again to my fellow talibay, when an ism has alif and lam, it becomes what? Ma'rifah. Okay? It's not nakare. Ma'rifah means it's known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ujibu da'wata alifu lam da'i. That specific supplicator when he supplicates to me. Meaning, you and I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's listening to us specifically. Okay? So imagine you want to schedule an appointment with the president of Iran, for instance. Okay? Now, first of all, you'll have to get a specific time to meet him. Okay, you can't meet him anytime. And after you meet with him, someone in a high position, that person most likely would not remember who you are. Okay, it's natural, it's human nature. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no, Ujibu da'wata da'i, specifically you and me, either da'an, whenever you supplicate, either. Meaning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will listen. Tomorrow, inshallah, tonight, whenever, either da'an, whenever you supplicate, you don't need to schedule an appointment and he will never forget who you are. Recite the salawat, please. Allahu Akbar. So, the verse continues. That's five times we describe the times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself. Okay? For those who are not listening, this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to himself personally 7 times. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ دَعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Now the verse continues. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, so respond to my call, not our call. He doesn't say nahnu or na. Ya mutakallim in this verse is khayli muhim, it's very important. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is getting so intimate with us in this verse. Respond to my call. وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. And believe in me. Sometimes we may make dua, we may call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our dua may not be answered immediately. Okay? And sometimes we may be discouraged, saying, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I asked you for this, I prayed for this, but you did not answer my dua. You did not answer my call. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no. Fa yu'minu bi, believe in me, believe in me. I will respond, or I will give you when I know is appropriate. And if I don't give you, I know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Wa makaru wa makara Allah wa lahu khairul makirin. They plan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans as well, and He's the best of planners. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also telling us that when we ask Him for something, yes, He's close to us. Yes, He wants to become intimate with us. Yes, He wants to make that connection. But if He does not answer right away, or He never answers at all, still believe in Him. Believe in His plan. Believe in what He has written in the Holy Book. And then the verse ends, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Meaning that when you have this belief and this closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the ramze muwafaqiyat. This is the way towards the right path. This is the way to being a true believer. Now, this holy verse, another exclusive feature of this holy verse is that it was revealed after the verse of fasting. Okay? After the verse of the holy month of Ramadan, this holy verse, verse number 186, was revealed to the Holy Prophet. Which means also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, if we want to get close to Him, if we want to develop that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the best ways to do that, or the best times to do that, is when we are fasting. Okay? As we all know, during the month of the holy month of Ramadan, that's the best time when our du'as are accepted. However, I chose this verse because sometimes we need that wake-up call. Some of us may be discouraged. Some of us may be disenchanted. Some of us may be going through difficulties. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you here 7 times in this verse that He Himself is close to you. He Himself will answer your call. So don't become disenchanted. Don't lose hope in the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight being the birth anniversary of our dear 11th Imam, I would just like to read some of the tawassul towards this great personality. Because, as you know, sometimes we tend to lose sight with the a'imma who are past number 4 and number 5. Okay? Sometimes, us who call ourselves the Ithna Ashari, or the Twelvers, we emphasize so much on the first few Imams. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, maybe to the 6th Imam, Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam, definitely Imam Riza alayhi salam. But we look at the other a'imma, and it's our responsibility, it's our duty to find out and research what role did these great personalities play in the history of Islam. Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, the father of the Hujjah, of the 12th Imam. This was no ordinary event when the 12th Imam was announced that he was going to be born. Okay? So the position of this great Imam is a great position. Let us try to ask for his intercession on the day of resurrection, and even in our worldly lives today. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya Aba Muhammad, ya Hassan ibn Ali. Ayyuha az-zakiyul askari ya ibn Rasulillah. Ya hujjatallahi ala khalqih. يا سيدنا ومولانا إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا. Everyone together. يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا إن يا وجيها عند الله عند الله يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا عند الله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this blessed night of Friday to forgive our sins and the sins of our parents. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those of us in this hall tonight, those of us in the community that are sick, that are suffering from whatever sort of illness, may it be depression, may it be marital problems, may it be financial problems, may it be emotional problems. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the haqq of our 11th Imam to give them shafaha and make it easy for them. Often we make dua whenever we have problems, whenever we have difficulties. But tonight, let us also make dua when for those that may not have these difficulties. So those of us in the hall that have wealth, let us make dua by the haqq of the 11th Imam to increase their wealth, that they spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe people may not be suffering from depression. Maybe they may not have marital problems. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the haqq of the 11th Imam to make their marriage even stronger than it is. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the haqq of the 11th Imam. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.